Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome in to the fastest growing Blog Talk Radio show around, Granting Favor Talk Radio, with your host, Shannon Bowen.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to In the Studio with Granny Favor Consultants, Granting Favor Talk Radio. I am your host, Shannon Barnes, remembering that we do have our finger on the pulse of the business community. Today, as our very special guest, we have Mavis Urique, CEO of Emotions for Success. Mavis is an international human behavior specialist and author of several books. She is the co-founder of Training B2B CC, a leading provider of emotional intelligence training. She is a frequent speaker, trainer, and facilitator, as well as keynote speaker at public and private engagements. Mavis is a media personality, regular appearance on Business Day TV, other channels and radio, City Press columnist, Your Emotions, Your Money, John Maxwell's certified leadership coach, teacher and speaker, and affiliate member of the Institute of Coaching Professional Association at McLean Hospital, a Harvard Medical School affiliate, certified personal strength facilitator, certified master trainer, emotional intelligence human next, 6 seconds, and Talent Smart, certified fatigue management circadian, and meta health practitioner. She has extensive experience in emotional intelligence coaching and training, fatigue management training, critical conversations, creative and innovation, have a nice conflict, critical thinking, change management, and leadership development, peer education training, managing emotions for financial freedom, setting boundaries, teaching with and inclusion, managing emotions for success in the workplace. Now, Mavis, I was able to say all of that in one sentence. You are truly, truly a very busy woman, and we would like to thank you for being our special guest in the studio with Granting Favor Talk Radio. How are you this afternoon?
I'm well, thanks. It's an honor to be on your show, and thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely want to go into some information regarding the human behavior specialty. How is it that you were so impassioned with the study of human behavior that you actually founded your business?
So it's actually very interesting. So after going through the education system, you acquire a couple of diplomas, a couple of certificates, your master's degree, and you start working and you realize you're actually not fulfilled. And you also realize that you are not actually achieving your goals at the pace at which you thought you would actually achieve them, based on the expectations you have heard when you're going through the school system. So I realized, I think something just in my head, just clicked in to say, wait, hold on a moment. Our performance, our behavior is actually what gives us our results. Yet when we go through the education system, no one teaches you how to behave. Yet from birth to death, we are behaving. And whatever behavior we have, our actions and inactions is what gives us our results. So with that interest, I started actually studying human behavior, and I realized that emotions are actually the drivers of behavior. So I started understanding, learning, and getting more information, developing myself around understanding emotions and how they actually influence our own behavior. So doing that, I realized that if you're dealing with an organization, it's still the emotions that affect or that influence the behavior of the people that are within the corporate space, and the performance of those people is actually tied to how they feel, yet many of us have never actually been schooled around our emotions.
It's really interesting that you said that, because even though we know, just as human beings, that we are basically driven by our emotions, you know, if you're upset with your husband, it's a different behavior. If you're lovey-dovey with your husband, it's a different behavior. So it's just interesting that you said that, because those are the types of things that we see on a regular basis but don't think that it's actually a behavior that's emotion-driven.
That's true. That's true. And because we're not taught, we hardly think about the fact that we need to actually understand how our emotions function or how they influence us.
Now, in one of your books, and it is one of your many books that you have actually authored, Navigating the Rapids and Waves of Life, 10 Lessons to Managing Emotions for Success. Can you just briefly explain to our listening audience, without giving too much away, because we definitely want them to purchase your book, you know, read it and to get those different nuggets out of it. But could you explain to our audience what is meant by managing your emotions, which can then lead to success? Can you just give us just a brief overview of that?
So the 10 lessons, Navigating the Rapids and the Waves of Life, 10 lessons for managing emotions for success. It looks at understanding your emotions. So where do they come from? So you will see that our emotions are actually influenced by past, present, and future. And so I talk in that book how to retrace your emotional footsteps. So going back into your life, because a lot of the times between the age of 0 to 9, we begin to feel about our environment, our relationships, our money, and everything else before we can actually reason about it. So by the time we have an opportunity to actually reason about it, we already have a stored up emotional memory. So I talk about, you know, how to go back into your life story to actually see what emotions are still alive. Because you understand that emotions buried alive never really die. So you need to go back and find out, renew your emotions, process the unprocessed emotions that you've buried, and then move on to raising your level of awareness day to day. How do I manage my emotions going forward? So how do I leverage my emotions for success, whatever success means for you? And again, success has to be individually defined. So when you've got your goals, your vision, you need to have the necessary emotions as the fuel, as the energy that is directing you to achieve those goals. How do you manage your day-to-day emotions? So I share a couple of tools, ways to raise your level of awareness, and how to actually, you know, transform your emotions to change them from negative to positive without necessarily suppressing, repressing, or running away from them.
Okay, that's a very good point, because that really was my next question. Let's just say, for instance, that you've got the big test that you're studying for, and you know that you have to put in a certain amount of hours. So basically, depending upon what has happened to you, let's not even go to the past, but the present. If you're, you know, if something is going on that is emotional, that could very well impede on the reasons why you're not studying today as much as you should be. So basically, the tools that you're saying that you offer helps us to better, I guess, keep our emotions in check, that it doesn't have an adverse effect on things that we're trying to accomplish. Would that be basically it in a nutshell, you think?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Okay, perfect. Mavis, what kind of clients are you actually targeting? You know, what types of people would be a good fit for you and this wonderful opportunity that you offer?
So currently I have worked with corporates. So I go into corporates and I teach from lower level to upper level. So from the sweeper to the CEO, everybody needs to learn to manage their own emotions. So I go into corporates, and I serve, I train groups of employees within the corporate space. I do public workshop as well, but still the public workshops are targeted for the corporate. So people come from the corporate to attend these public workshops on managing emotions for success. But I've also recently started going into the schools because as I speak to the people in the corporate, they've actually, aired their view that, they so wish this had been taught earlier in life. So I've actually started engaging schools and teaching how to manage emotions to the teachers so that they can actually begin to share this in the classroom as well. So I speak to schools and corporates, both when I'm talking about corporates and I'm talking about public and private entities.
Okay. And that, I think, is wonderful that you're doing that, not only at the corporate level and doing the workshops, but actually including the children in there because, I mean, wouldn't you agree that, if we could kind of catch some of these things early, then we wouldn't, wouldn't see the behaviors later on in life.
True. We would be so all much right. in control instead of becoming victims of our own emotions.
Yes, I understand perfectly. When you are actually, getting your clients, what would be expected? Not, we kind of have a glimpse of what your services offer. Just say I am a potential client. What can I expect from you, and are there any initial assessments that you have, because I'm sure it is very important to make sure that it's a perfect fit between you and your clients. So what is it that I would be expecting from you as a potential client?
So what I usually do when I've got a client is to do a needs assessment, just to have a chat with them to see where they are, what's happening in their corporate environment. So sometimes they tell me that they've got a lot of conflict. They've got tension, people are not performing, people are stressed out. So I do a needs assessment and I begin to, inquire and check and just find out what's happening and also talk about what are their goals, what do they want to achieve, and what do they think is standing in their way. So it's just basically a conversation. There's not really an assessment. Although sometimes I do, which is part of the training, I do a personality assessment and EQ assessments. But I have actually realized that I don't want to focus my, my attention on assessments because we've been assessed throughout our whole life. So when we reduce this training to assessment, then people actually, it's like a score. I don't want people to look at this training as it's scoring. It's not scoring. It's transformation. And transformation is based on what kind of content do you receive. And so we begin to teach about emotional needs so that people understand what the emotional needs are, what are the quality ways of meeting their emotional needs. Because when you look at it, all we ever need is to meet our emotional needs. We want to be happy, so we seek emotions, but we don't actually understand that we need happy to get happy. So that's basically what I do. I teach content, assessments here and there if the client asks for them, but I don't really focus on that.
Okay. I'm just amazed at what you offer, and I am going to put a little disclaimer out there because just listening to the way that you are looking at it, not necessarily, using the assessment data for data, but actually using it as a conversation piece in order, for your clients to actually start seeing transformation. Do you also offer this for married couples as well and not just, using it for corporate CEOs and that type of thing?
So we're actually moving into that space. I haven't actually started doing that, but I'm actually also in the process of writing my next book, which is Managing Emotions for Success for Marriages. And because, again, we have issues there where our emotions really take control, both past, present and future. So I really am getting into that space as well to help couples to understand their emotions and to help one another to actually manage emotions within the marriage space.
Yeah, and I'm just chuckling to myself because until now I didn't know that you were actually trying to move into that space. So I think that we are on the the same wavelength on that one, that there is a need for that in marriages as well. And especially, you know, and especially for people who've been married 15 years, people who've been married for only 5 months, that is just wonderful. I mean, and you have just a wide range of information, whether it's information gotten through experience or if it's information gotten through, you know, higher levels of education, that I think that you bring so much to the table as far as being able to.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Is there any other
emotions...
nuggets? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, emotions percolate every aspect of our lives. So whether it is finances and emotions, it is marriage and emotions. So they actually percolate every aspect of our lives, and we just need to have the right tools in each life zone so that we can actually, you know, leverage them for success. Look at the rate of divorce in the global world today. People are highly educated, highly, highly educated. Yet we can't keep our families together.
And that is so
And you
true.
Want to ask yourself, what is the problem?
That is just so true. And you're right.
Yeah.
It's not being able to manage our emotions. I can remember having a conversation with someone, you know, years and years ago, and they were actually saying that they tried to mimic their lifestyle behind that character from Star Trek, Mr. Spock, someone that has no emotion at all. But we know that that's not the way to go either, right?
Or you have someone who is over, they splash their emotions in.
And Mavis, that is me all day long. My children say constantly, "Mama, you are just dramatic. You have to be."
And too much drama.
No, I don't bring drama now. No. Let me put my disclaimer out there again. I don't bring drama. I am dramatic. Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's a nice one.
Yes. You know, just for this wealth of information and just specialized techniques that you can offer, what would be the best way for anyone in our listening audience to contact you, you know, if they want to kind of get this started? And I know that you are far away physically from where we are, but just with the internet and things like, you know, we don't want the distance to be a deciding factor as far as whether or not someone, you know, could work with you for some of these services that you offer.
Okay, so I do one-on-one coaching via Skype, so the distance is actually not a big issue. So my Skype name would be Mavis, which is MAVISI6102. And then also my Facebook contact, you can look for Mavis Ureke, which is Mavis, U-R-E-K-E. Or I also have a Facebook page called Managing Emotions for Success. So you can actually log in there, like the page, and then send me a message there. And my email address would be MavisM, which is M-A-V-I-S-M, at T4Tango, B for Bravo, number 2, B for Bravo again, .co.za, or you can go on my website, emotionsforsuccess.com. Drop me a message there. I'm also on LinkedIn, Mavis Ureke, and also on Twitter, Mavis Ureke.
Okay. Well, everyone, we want to thank you guys for listening in. Mavis is truly a very busy entrepreneur, but she's also someone that cares about you having success and being able to do that by knowing how to control your emotions, which will then assist in you having more positive human behaviors than when you first started with her. Mavis, before we end this segment, just give our listening audience just one more nugget, just one more something that they can take with them.
Okay, so just a quick 5-step process of managing your emotions. I think we need to develop our emotional literacy because often people don't actually, they can't name what their emotions are. So I often ask people, write, list 10 emotions, and people can't actually list those. So develop your emotional literacy. And once you have developed your emotional literacy, to manage your emotions, there's a 5-step process. The first step is name your emotion correctly. What are you feeling? And then locate it, because we experience emotions in our body. Where in your body are you experiencing your anger? We all experience it in different parts, not the same for everybody. So you need to know yourself enough to know where how you experience your own anger. Where in your body do you experience? And then observe it. So instead of acting out, act on your emotion. And acting on your emotion means observe where the emotion is. See it and feel it. Don't jump out of your body when you start feeling angry and you want to fix something outside of you. Because emotions are messages from us to us. So it is your message. Your messages come through, open it and read it. So what that means is observe the emotion, feel it without ruminating about it in your head. And the next step is release it. Let it go. Let it out through your legs. When you focus on an emotion long enough, it has no choice except to dissipate. So if you're not feeding it, it will dissipate. And the last one is question the emotion. I said every emotion is a message. It's telling you something about you and your environment. So when you question the emotion, you ask, what is the message behind this emotion? And once you get the message behind that, you can actually choose your behavior instead of your emotions making you choose a behavior that you don't want unconsciously. So you're consciously choosing your behavior that is aligned to the outcomes that you are interested in or want.
So that is the 5-step process that
sure.
helps you to develop emotional literacy.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mavis, you have definitely given us many nuggets this afternoon. I am so thankful that you did take time out of your busy schedule just to spend a little time with us this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Shannon.
All righty, and also we'd like to thank everyone out there, our loyal listeners, for tuning in to In the Studio in conjunction with Granting Favor Talk Radio. I am your host, Shannon Barnes, and please have a blessed rest of your day.